Welcome to episode number 210 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. And remember, if you ever want to chat with me live, I record all of my episodes live on my fan page every Wednesday at noon central. So come hang out with me sometime. All right, let's go. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildinghereempire.com. If you are new to me, I have been an entrepreneur for about 15 years now. I'm a best-selling author and wife and mom of two little girls. And oh my goodness, what a week it has been. A fun but very exhausting week, I'm going to say. Last week, you may have thought I was live, but I was using a pre-recorded video. I was actually here doing a retreat in Milwaukee. And then right after that, literally flew out the same day as everybody else. And I flew to Charlotte where I spoke at the Boss Mom Retreat. So really fun week, but like I said, pretty exhausting. I slept yesterday. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock and I slept till 7:30 yesterday morning. So I still feel like my eyes look like I've been crying or something because I just have been like mentally, emotionally exhausted. So anyway, I'm excited to be back and to get kind of jump right back into the series that we've been working on this month, which is all about your irresistible offer. Okay. So Audra, thank you so much. I appreciate that. She said, I learn something new every time I listen to you. That makes me so happy to hear that. So thank you. All right. So why don't we jump into what we're talking about today? And I'm super excited because after I'm done with today, I'll explain the challenge a little bit more. So the week of October 30th, which is already coming up really soon, less than 2 weeks away, we are doing 5 days to your irresistible offer. And it is a 5-day challenge. I know a lot of you listening right now have participated before in my 5-day challenges. And I'm excited because this is a brand new one we haven't done yet. Okay. So all of these weeks leading up in October are leading up right to that challenge. So it's going to be pretty good. All right. So what I want to talk about is typically I usually see two problems people have when they say, I'm launching, but it's not working. I'm not selling anything. And actually this past weekend at the Boss Bomb Retreat, somebody came up to me and said, you know, I had this offer. Here's what happened. And I'm like, all right, here's what we need to do. We need to look at first, what was the offer? Is it either an offer problem or is it a visibility problem? Sometimes it's both, okay? Sometimes you don't want visibility when you have an offer problem because you're gonna get all these leads and they're gonna lead to nothing, okay? So we have to make sure that we are really diving deep into that irresistible offer before we do anything else, okay? So that's why we're gonna be really diving in deep today about some questions you wanna ask yourself about this offer specifically, okay? So the first thing that I wanna do and what I wanna ask you is, question one, what are you trying to sell, okay? And I also want to mention, stop trying to sell your product and start trying to sell your results, okay? I think we forget sometimes that we've got to be talking about, you know, the benefits, the features, all of that. And it's super, super important that we're thinking about that. All right. Now, when I was talking to somebody this past weekend, she had brought up how she is in like the self-care space. Okay. And the problem with being in a specific space where we know everybody needs it, right? We know everybody needs it, but it's one of those things that we don't think we need right this second. We think we have bigger problems, bigger things that we have to figure out first before we can dive into self-care, right? So be really careful because sometimes we're pushing self-care when really we have to push what they're looking for, what they're hoping for. But then while we're serving them what they want, now we have to kind of show them that self-care is part of that. If you want to hit this level, there are certain things you have to do before we can hit that, all right? So it's not a bait and switch of, well, they think they want this, so I'm going to tell them that, and then I'm really going to give them this. No, no, no. You are going to show them that the thing that they want is part of how they're going to get there, is part of your product, all right? So understand that you might be selling something that people don't think they need right this second, and you've got to figure out how do we show them that it really is your product that they want, okay? All right, so question number two, the big question, how much, right? How can we price our product effectively without attaching our self-worth to it? And I use this phrase a lot. Many people use this phrase a lot. Charge what you're worth. Have you heard? Put yes in the comments if you have heard charge what you're worth at least one time in the online space, probably a million times. And I shouldn't even say online space. I think you hear it a lot of places, right? So with that said, yes, you should charge what you're worth. But what I've realized working with so many clients is we don't think we're worth that much sometimes. We think, well, if this person's charging this, then I can't possibly charge that because I'm not at the level that they're at. And all of a sudden that charge what you're worth phrase becomes something that actually can hurt us, not help us, okay? So I wanna ask you, I've got lots of yeses. Of course, we've heard that phrase before. It's very, very common, and we have to be saying to ourselves, are we actually believing what we're worth is true? So I wanna ask you, the people that are jumping on live right now, I wanna ask you, do you think, you know, what's your struggle? Are you maybe priced too high for your market? Are you priced too low? Maybe you're just right. Tell me in the comments if you kind of feel like I might be a little on the high end, or no, I think I'm a little on the low end, or you might be that person that is going, I've been working on this and I think I really have the right price, okay? So I would love to see where you're at so we can figure out where you need to go, okay? Now, while you're putting that in the comments, we're gonna talk about question number three, which is a big one. Why should they believe you? Why should they buy? Like, what makes you credible? Okay, now, here's where I really, really wanna make sure you get this, okay? You can teach whatever you wanna teach, but you need to make sure that you have that credibility, all right? Now, when I came into the online space, I actually really wanted to start teaching some online strategies because I was really, really liking it a lot. And I was learning so much and I wanted to share. But I didn't really have any credibility in the online space. I wasn't making money yet, okay? So when I came into the online space, I actually was teaching productivity. And I was teaching things that I really had credibility in my brick and mortar space. So even though I wanted to teach those online programs and everything else, I made sure that I was teaching what I was credible for until I had credibility in what I really wanted to teach. Does that make sense, you guys? So you might want to be teaching something specific, but you may not be ready to teach that yet. So you need to become your best case study, right? Or start helping others and get those case studies so people can now say to you, well, here's why I wanna work with you, okay? Now, there are some examples of you not being the best case study, but you're getting people to get results, all right? So I was working with somebody, I'm not gonna use names because I'm gonna bring up how they weren't credible at the time personally, but she was somebody who somehow got into a specific industry and people were asking her to help them. And she was blowing up with her clients and getting them so much success, but she didn't have time to work on her own social media strategies because she was just getting word of mouth referrals all the time. So if you checked her out online, her social media was actually awful. However, if you looked at all of her clients, they were blowing up, okay? So that is something where I'm gonna say, you could definitely still move forward in that space, but at the same time, you better start working on your credibility because trust me, you might be getting a lot of referrals, but people are going to check you out. They're going to check out what you've been doing. You know, if you tell me you're this amazing Instagram strategist and you want to work for me, I want to see that you know what you're doing and that your Instagram is phenomenal, right? So whatever it is, I want you to be thinking about that. So as tough as it is to say, but I really, really wanna teach this, you may not be ready to teach that, okay? I did not start teaching about online business strategies until I already had something to share, okay? So one of my biggest launches I did was a year ago, and it was Plan to Profit. And it was something I was really good at. I was really good at goal setting and looking at numbers and just really kind of reverse engineering my year. That launch got me into the successful online business space. I had such a significant launch that I was then able to teach people how I did that launch, okay? So as much as you're going, oh, but I wanna do it, you will, okay? You will if you continue to work hard and work smart, but the time might not be right now. So you have to say to yourself, what are people asking me for right now? Why should they work with us? Why should they believe that you are that person? Okay. So if you can put in the comments, are you your best case study right now? So type a yes or a no, or give me a heart. Are you your best case study? Because that is something you need to make sure you are working on. Okay. I always tell people, I'm an open book. Let me pull back these numbers and show you. And I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that if I wasn't my best case study, okay? Now, you can be a good case study and still have your people start to become a better case study. There are definitely some people I am working with that I absolutely could see some of these people taking off bigger and better than I am doing because of certain reasons, okay? And that doesn't, I don't think that would take away from what you're doing, but you need to have that credibility too, okay? All right, question number four, what's in it for your buyer, okay? So this is the confused question, I would say, but crucial part of your offer. So we just talked about features versus benefits, okay? And let's just take a minute to kind of distinguish the two so you know what you have to do here, okay? So in the comments below, is this something you're confused with between features and benefits? Do you get it? Are you kind of just sharing one and you're kind of thinking they kind of both go together here? Because these are two different things that we have to talk about, all right? So let's kind of review and give you some examples. So features of your offer. It might be like this. I'm just using this as an example. Maybe you have 12 modules, video trainings, workbooks, 3 coaching calls, a private strategy call. Maybe there are specific bonuses, okay? Now, some benefits, those were features of what this product looks like. But benefits, right? So benefits would be something like strategies to help you work less, make more, feel less stressed, become financially free, right? These are benefits. Another benefit would be, you know, you have so much free time that you're now picking up your kids from school or taking them from school. Maybe you weren't doing that before. So what are the benefits? Like, what this program is going to be X, Y, and Z, those features I just said, and those things are going to give you the strategies to have these benefits for this, okay? The benefits are huge, and if you're just saying features, you're missing a huge component to sell that product or offer, okay? So the benefits are going to be that copywriting that's just gonna go, oh my goodness, she's speaking right to me, and I need this, right? So don't skip out on those for sure. You've gotta have both of those in there, okay? So now the question is, are they interested in the number of modules and bonuses, or are they interested in the actual benefits, okay? Both are actually very, very important because we compare, right? We're always, always comparing in any type of space, right? We're going, well, this course is this much, but she gives you this, this, and this, and the other one is half the price, and you don't really get that much. So your features can be just as important, maybe the most important thing that your customer is looking at. But I will tell you that the benefits have to go right alongside of there, all right? So they go hand in hand. You absolutely need both. If you're only kind of listing one like little section and it kind of feels like everything, they need to be separated, okay? You really need to make sure that you're touching on both of those instances, okay? Now, the last question I want you to ask is, why now, all right? Now, our last challenge we did about maybe 30 days ago already, a lot of people wrote in the challenge that they didn't really have a sense of urgency. They kind of could buy it whenever they wanted to, and their people knew that. And I don't want you just thinking, oh, well, I'm not doing a sense of urgency. That's just not one of the things I'm focused on. I need you to get focused on it, okay? You need to have a sense of urgency. A couple options or categories of how you could do that specifically is, and I've done this before in my recent launches, but the first 5 people that buy are going to get maybe a specific coaching call or extra program or extra group coaching call, something, right? Maybe there is a price point that's going away in 48 hours. We do a lot of fast acting bonus price points, okay? Now, another thing too is we've done this in our Profit Mastermind. There's only 20 spots available. So it's not about when should I register by. It's like you better be one of those 20 people. So the question is why now? The cart is closing. You can't get it until next year, etc. Okay. So I was with a couple girls this weekend who were talking about social media marketing world, and the tickets for their early bird pricing, what closed on Friday. So I'm so sorry if you missed it and you're like, oh my goodness, I needed to do this. You can still get it. The tickets now are like $1,500, but on Friday, if you bought before midnight, they were $1,000. So it's a pretty huge savings with $500. Okay. The funny thing is, just to show you how these tactics work, two of the girls that I was with, they purchased their tickets at 11:56 PM on Friday night. Okay. So I can only imagine, you know, if you could go behind the scenes right now to social media marketing world, how many people bought in the last hour, okay? You could have been buying those tickets for months at that price point, but how many people wait until the last minute? I actually switched my cart close. I used to close my cart around 10 p.m. Central. And when I realized that people wait until 9 o'clock or 9:30 to ask questions, and then I would have to be sitting there trying to answer and convince people like, yes, go buy it. I'm like, I don't want to wait up till 10 p.m. on a Friday night after I've just been having a cart open for a week and I'm exhausted. Okay. So then the last time I did it, I'm like, I'm going to move it back an hour till 9 p.m. And sure enough, what happens? 8:45, we're getting people to message us and email us. So you've got to make sure that whatever your cart closes, you're actually around to answer questions, okay? So it's just interesting to see how people know that that deadline, you mean business, right? And you've got to make sure that when you have that deadline, you are there ready to help sell them and serve them and give them that offer, all right? So with all of those questions, all right, I really want to make sure that you don't just watch this Facebook Live today, but you actually write down those answers, right? Go back, listen to the replay, and write down every question, and then write down what your answers are going to be for this. And take a moment and really kind of give yourself some time today to work on this and ask yourself, are you really doing what you need to be doing, all right? So now, if this is something that your audience needs to hear about, I would be super appreciative if you shared this on your page. I also want to talk very quickly about the challenge that's coming up in less than 2 weeks. We are talking 5 days to your irresistible offer. We are going to be talking about creating your offer on day one, pricing your offer on day two, solidifying your offer on day three, and then day four is all about delivering your offer, all right? And day five is selling your offer, all right? So we are really going to cover a lot. And I'm going to make sure you walk away with some really great action items, some really great things for you to engage with in the Facebook group and get some feedback from the other members of She's Building Her Empire. I'm super excited. If you guys can, you can go check it out. It's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/ her offer challenge. And that is going to take you right to the page to get you signed up. You'll get a first confirmation email with some information about the challenge. And then we're kicking off already the following Monday, October 30th, okay? Now, next week, Wednesday at noon central here on my fan page, we're going to be talking about what makes an offer irresistible and just virtually impossible for your people to ignore, all right? So if this is something that you know you need to spend some time and work on, you're not getting the results you're hoping for, or you've launched and you didn't get what you were thinking you would get, or your people didn't react to it, maybe nobody bought, maybe one person bought, whatever that number is, okay? I want you to take some time, focus on this, because there's so much here that we're gonna dive into next time and really go into more of how do we see those results you're actually hoping for, all right? So go in, get signed up for the challenge. If this is something you are interested in, put I'm in and the bottom, type a yes. I want to see who's participating. I know we actually have a lot of people watching right now that do our challenges all the time. And this is going to be a good one. Last time I did my challenge launched in 90, it was a repeat. We've already done that challenge before, which it was great to see so many people do it again and see so many more results. But this is going to be something that we haven't done before. And we're going to dig deep and ask you some really good questions. So I'm excited to kind of go through there and get you guys some results. So what I want you to do is, all right, Audra, I'm excited you're in. What I want you to do is make sure you go in the Facebook group, Introduce yourself. If you are brand new to the group, let us know who you are, what you're working on, what that offer maybe looks like. No links, please, but just start giving us some more information, all right? Oh, great. Patricia's in. I'm excited, Patricia. Nicole, super excited. Okay, you guys, have a great rest of your week. Make sure to go on over to that challenge, bit.ly/heroffer challenge, and we will see you inside of our free Facebook community, She's Building Her Empire. All right, bye, everyone. See you soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.